people. How have you guys been? Welcome to another episode of Shash as well. You guys have been amazing. This year so far has been, I would say, a tremendous one for me. Celebrating the victories each day and turning every defeat into a good thing. Okay, so thank you guys so much for being there. I got some questions about from some people where I've been off. I had to take some time off. I was going through something and I wasn't just ready. Okay, but I'm back and I would like to share you some of the it's gonna be serious, but I just want to share you some of the things that I learned, or some things that really blessed my life, and I think to share with you guys. So today I'd like to talk about counting your blessings. You know, there used to be like a song back then, and you're growing up, like a hymn. It says, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." Yeah. Growing up, we just sang it religiously. I mean, I did understand it sometimes, but you know, there are times some things happen to you and you're like, whoa, now I see, now I get. So what's today? A few days into February, and the month is almost gone. And the month of January for me was so one thing the Lord did open my eyes to see was that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're praying for, and whatever result or answers we get, there's always a blessing in disguise. So something happened to me sometime towards the ending of January. Yeah, I was really stressed that day, and I tell you, I mean, I was like, why is everything just, it's like that day was so chaotic. So I did set out to do some things, you know, how I tell you, I like to plan. So I did plan overnight, or in fact 2 days before, what I was going to do that day. I woke up that morning, I prayed. I actually did pray with a friend that day, and then I set out to do what I was going to do. I started on a long ride, and I got to the office, and oh, they tossed me back and forth, and it was a long stretch. At the end of the day, I got mad, and I went back home. I'm like, okay, I'll try tomorrow. So I got home, got to my house, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna drive back to my mom's place. That way it would give me great opportunity to get to the office earlier. So I did do that. But was one thing that happened that Wednesday night was that in all those things that happened, I found myself in church that evening for midweek service. I've not had the opportunity to go for midweek service for like a long time. It's not like I intentionally do it, it's just because it was just almost beyond my control. But on that day, I found out that everything didn't work out that day, and I found myself in church in the evening. And then in church, one of the preachings that we were taught was that what learning to let go and love and true love. Like in my mind, I'm like letting go of of all the things that happened to me today, and then showing love. And you know, I listened attentively, took down notes, and when I lay down on my head, when I lay down my head to sleep that night, I hear this voice, this words were clear. It says, you need to learn how to see the cup I filled and count your blessings, not your defeats. So now I was on my bed already on my way to sleep, and that thing came up. I'm like, okay Lord, I've heard you. So I said, Holy Spirit, please remind me this thing, the same words in the morning the next day, because my kind of person, if I got out of bed to write down, I'm just gonna be writing till the next morning. And I had to be up as early as 4 a.m. and this thing was already like what, close to 12 midnight. So when that thing really touched me, and then I'm like, whoa. I woke up the next morning, I got up so early, went to the office, and it still didn't work out. As a matter of fact, I just let it go and I left, you know. So but on my drive back home, I started to ponder on all the things that I've been asking God for throughout this year. I've been believing God for something since September last year, and I tell you, September, in fact early days of September, so September, the whole of September, the whole of October, November, December, January passed. Now this is 5 months, right? I was like, so now Lord, you know I need this thing. Then he took me to, you know, to show me things. It says, do you know how many things I've saved you on, like how many unseen battles I fought on your behalf? You know, I said, true. Because in December, I actually did escape. I don't know how I escaped, but it was just God. I escaped an accident, okay, two accidents. Then in January, I think the second week, I almost ran into a car. I didn't see this car coming. This car came from nowhere. Now, I'm like, okay, wow, that's true, Lord, and I'm sorry. So, and I'm like, but Lord, I need this thing done. You know I need it. And he said, do you think I don't know that you need it? Do you think the thing that I started with you, I'm not able to finish it? Do you think I want to see you sad and depressed? Do you think I want to see bad things happen to you? I'm like, no, you don't. And he was like, yeah, so you need to start celebrating the tiny victories you have. In fact, you know, this ride home was so, it was therapeutic for me, okay. So I enjoyed it. I mean, I was not playing any song on the radio, no Christian, no nothing. It was just me, the Holy Spirit in my car driving. And then I got home, and before that I already texted my husband, hey, I couldn't do. He was like, you know, the usual me, he would expect that, man, my wife is going to be all you know, oh. So I didn't do that, and it was like, I'm proud of you. And like, me too, I'm surprised at myself. Okay, so I got to understand that people say life is too short. I really don't like to use that word, because I believe God has given us long life, and our days on earth we're going to fulfill. Okay, so life for us, when we wake up every morning, good or bad, no matter how bad your night was, your morning is as promising as you want it to be. Okay, now I did set out on that day and everything went haywire, but not all that. But I got some great lessons that day, you know, and it was so cool because on my way back, I stopped at the store, picked up some things for the house, and I went and visited a friend, and I took kids. And I mean, that day, I forgot everything that happened, and I started to relive the sweet moments, that all the great things God had given to me that I didn't even ask, and He gave them to me. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, you have always been my rock, you know. So I want to encourage us this day that no matter what you're going through, I don't know what it is. It could be money. It could be a spouse, waiting for a spouse, or you want to get married, or you have this business ideas and you need a sponsor, or you want a baby, anything. It was so sad that in January, the world did lose someone very. For me, he was a legend in every way, because he was the only reason why I liked the Lakers. Yeah, I did. Since I started loving basketball, that is it. And I tell you, when he died, for some reason, it hit me so hard, like a blow in my chest. For what? Why? I don't know. But there was one thing I just went back and like instantly I said, Lord, thank you for the gift of life. I do not take it for granted. I don't. So, my loved ones, you guys are so special to me. I'm telling you, and for every time you guys listen to this, my podcast, I feel like I'm talking to someone, and you guys encourage me to want to talk more. Yeah, it really helps me. And I'm pretty sure, I want to believe that it helps one person, even if it helps a person in a household. Man, that is a great success for me. So thank you guys so much. So remember to always see your cup half filled, not half empty. It doesn't matter what you want, what you've been praying for, that job, that promotion, whatever it is, that car, that house you need. Maybe you want to rent an apartment and you need some money coming. You just need it's not just coming. Or you're about to go through a surgery and you're like, Lord, why are these things going? Why are these things happening to me? I tell you what, He did not plan for that surgery to happen. But there's one thing that I know, you're going to come out victorious. Take this from me. Your scars are a reminder of what you've gone through and how you overcame. I got a scar. Two scars. And every time I see those scars, I'm like, yeah, I did overcome this. And I'm glad Thank you guys so much. I love you.